I'm Van.
I'm Sori.
That's Saltu.
Saltu, yeah, I keep forgetting. And I'm Waxy and Jim Root.
Jim Root.
I haven't named this little fella yet.
You haven't?
Zoe got him for me, I don't know. She got him for my birthday, so we'll see.
How old was she when she did that?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay, Alice Cooper, y'all. Yeah.
Have we done
these
people before?
No, we've never done. Alice Cooper is the name of a band. I don't know if it's a person or what.
I was going to say, I don't feel like it's familiar to me at all, but, you know, this happens to me sometimes.
I think it's a dude. I think he was like the forerunner to Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson? Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, like the dude with a girl name, you know, Alice Cooper. I'm pretty sure it's him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we do retro songs. People are like, you gotta do Alice Cooper. I've heard so much about Alice Cooper.
Yeah.
Like, coming up and I was listening to metal and all that. But I was
you
like,
did?
Yeah, I was like, oh, Alice
I've
Cooper.
I've never heard.
VH1.
The first was just, you know, just from this channel.
He's got the song, School's Out for, remember that song?
No.
Summer.
No.
School's out forever.
No, I would have enjoyed that when I was a kid, though.
Right?
I hated school. Did you like school?
No, I hated school.
I wonder so rare for a kid to actually like school.
If I was homeschooled, I would have loved school.
I still hated it, but I mean, I liked it way better than going to, like, well, I never went to public school, but I hated going to private schools, so.
Oh, there you are.
What happened? Did it fail?
Yep. All right. This is the Iron Maiden video. You know when people say, oh, why don't you do the official video?
Here's why.
Here's why. It gets blocked.
It's 2:47 in the afternoon. We're hours late on our 11 o'clock show.
Yeah.
This is why.
There you are. Ah, the joys of YouTube. All right, so this is Alice Cooper.
And you know, I almost stripped it down last night and just put that card that said they blocked it, we can't put it out, and then uploaded it, even though you said, no, just like find another one. But then I was like, I don't want to go through all that work sick as I was.
Yeah, usually the live shows, they'll like half block it. They'll say...
Yeah, sometimes they do, yeah.
This is half blocked or whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be blocked in the UK or something like that.
Right.
And sorry to our UK people, but... You know, it's for the good of the village. But this time, they just blocked the whole damn thing. So it's like, okay, here we are. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do it.
Y'all ready for this? And go.
I wanna hurt you just to get
Mm. Nice tune.
Oh boy.
You know what?
Good thing you weren't a teenager in the 80s.
Why?
There was a lot of that shit.
There was?
For sure.
Oh man. You know what? I think that at the end of the day, I always envy this sort of thing. Like, wow, like somebody loves you enough where you're like complete poison to them, just venomous lips, but they just can't resist. Like, wow, that must be something. Like, I feel like I've always had to be Miss Perfect all the time. And then, you know, that's how I would keep my relationships. So it's just like, to just let it all fly and be like poison, you know what I mean? He said it was just going through his veins. But he can't help it. He just keeps coming back for more.
Mm.
Well, your web, I'm caught. Your skin's so wet, black lace, I'm sweat. Wow. what are your thoughts, babe?
Well,
I mean, you've been in these kind of situations.
Yeah. Yeah, I have. But it wasn't the big romanticized thing that you're thinking. That's not how that works in real life.
It can't be.
Well, no, those relationships don't. I mean, they flame out. They don't last.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw some of them.
You know.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't.
And they did. They flamed out, but.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I think in those relationships, there's like a mutual understanding.
The venomous one left, and the other one, like, I think to this day, I think he'd still take her back.
What are you talking about?
I think he'd still go back.
No. No.
I think you're wrong. Because I'm telling you.
No. No.
I think you're wrong.
She doesn't have the, no.
Yeah, but he took a downward spiral.
If you were the venomous one, he would have took you back.
No, he had a chance to date me.
Yeah, but I just think that I'm not going to have this conversation on camera. There's a lot of moving parts that you don't understand. Because you're beautifully naive. When were you being the perfect wife though? Like,
not here, not in this relationship. But I'm like trying to not be horrible with you. Like, I'm not being like venomous and letting all my wicked self out. I'm not doing that. I mean, I was so sick last night, but I was still gonna wash your carpets and, you know, situate stuff for you. I still go down and cook, but I don't think those venomous people do that. I don't think they say, babe, can I get you, let me make you some squash and potatoes and slice them up nice and make sure the seasoning's perfect and broil them perfectly for you and go out in the freezing cold and cook for you on the grill because I know you like it on the grill more than in the oven. Like, venomous people don't do that. But, you know, venomous people say, fuck you, get your own stuff. And then they go, oh, really? I guess. I don't know how these things work. So talk, I mean.
Well, after the first dance, I said, oh boy, here we go.
What do you mean, oh boy?
This is a sorry playlist song, for sure.
Yeah. You know, I put Type-O on. I do.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I think I'm in the mood for a little Type-O.
Unbelievable.
You know what, and you know what, it always, never mind.
Good, I'm glad. I think we're starting to exercise some discretion here. It's very helpful.
Anyway, so that is not what I pictured Alice Cooper to sound like.
Yeah, this is like extremely poppy.
Yeah.
I can understand.
But then his voice was kind of.
I mean, it was scratchy at the beginning, kind of at the beginning, and then it got to be poppy in the chorus.
Yeah. I was like, what is this?
Yeah.
But again, like, I like it when something kind of goes off the beaten path.
What do you mean?
His voice, you know?
You thought his vocals were off the beaten path?
That, yeah, blood. Yeah, that was new to me. Was there somebody else that sounds like that? That I'm not thinking of?
Yeah, you're probably right.
This is the pregnancy craving this week. I don't know if you can see it. It's Hawaiian Punch.
Hawaiian Punch.
But I've been like off, I don't want any sugar. So this is like the first sugar I've had in weeks. Anyway.
But yeah, I think, you know, like a 3-monther or a 4-monther.
Yeah.
With somebody like this is probably fun.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably a very sort of like, hey, you know, type of situation for sure. But, you know.
I want to kiss you, but I want it too much. I feel like that with you sometimes. I'm like, I think if I just, it's gonna be too much. I can't. I just roll over. Go to sleep, sorry.
Yeah, do you think though, have you ever seen one of these relationships where the guy like wants a girl like that?
What happens? No, I probably just
Do you know what the girl does? You know what the girl ends up doing in that situation?
What?
She immediately loses interest in him.
She does.
Mm-hmm. We have a couple examples of dudes that were like just put it all out there at the beginning of the relationship.
Yeah.
And what happened? Yeah. He just comes on too strong.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but you said that's because of the type of person that they are. Like, somebody that's wicked hot or whatever, like, can come on too strong and girls would be fine with
it. Yeah, but because they have so many options, they're not in that sense of desperation.
Oh. I see what you're saying.
So it's one of those catch-22s. Like, if you don't have a lot of options, then you become this type of person.
Mm-hmm.
If you do have a lot of options, then, you know, you don't become that type of person. But what you're saying, is, what you'd like is, it's even hotter if the guy has a lot of options, and then he's this type of desperate person.
Yeah, probably.
You want an attractive person to be.
I want you, like that. Although sometimes it feels like you're kind of like that, but I'm not, like, venomous or something. I mean, I have my days where I'm slamming doors or something, but I wouldn't consider myself venomous.
No!
My word.
No, I mean, what do you think he means by venomous? You think he means, like...
I don't think he means having a bad day. I think he means that she's just...
Go ahead.
I'm trying not to say certain things, so it's making it difficult, because, like, my mind... You know, like, when you play Taboo, you can't say certain words? But those words that make it so easy to explain what you're saying? I don't know, just bad for... It's just not a good... It's not a good relationship. It's not a healthy relationship. But, I don't know, like you said, 3-4 months of it, sure. Because those highs, I bet, are like...
I was just reading this article about this girl. She was talking about, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, well, 4 or 5, there was this friends with benefits, you know, where you're just friends with a person and you're just, you know, whatever. And then... I remember talking to girls being like, this is not a good idea. This is not good for you.
Because they were doing this?
Oh, yeah. It was a big thing. And I remember saying, like, this is not a good play. This is not good for you. And, shut up. There you are with your Christian blah, 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 blah. I just read this article now where this girl's talking about the fallout.
Of
that type of relationship.
What happens?
Well, the person has no commitment to you.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like a, you know, whatever, and then you see them actually commit to somebody else, and so it's a...
Because you can't do all of that without your heart somehow getting entangled? Is that what happens?
Well, generally speaking, sex means different things for men and women. Generally speaking. So he's like, oh, sure, friends with benefits, great, yeah, and we can just be friends and talk about, you know, football, and then we can, Netflix and chill, blah, and then, you know... But then comes a girl that he really becomes interested in, and she's not doing that. So it's basically, look, unless you commit to me, forget it. So he's like, well, shit, I'll commit to you for sure. So then the other one feels like, oh my God, you know, like this is commentary on me because I wasn't worth anything to him and yada, yada, yada. And I obviously wasn't good enough for them. And
well, that's tough.
It comes with this silly theory that, you know, you can just have sex because it's just some primal animal instinct, and that's all it is.
Well, when they say it, like, it just sounds like this fun, like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you have needs, I have needs. Yeah. Like, let's just be friends and really we'll take care of that and, just, and move on with our life. Some big emotional thing, but but then one party must.
That's why you don't hear a lot now, because now everybody's feeling the fallout of it. It was like 5-6 years ago, but now everybody...
So I didn't know anybody. Well, if I did, they didn't tell me that they were doing that. I remember people talking about it, and, like, I remember people, like, joke... Well, maybe they weren't joking with me. They would always be like, hey, we can be friends with benefits, and... I just thought the whole thing was...
She was saying that to you?
Yeah, just like...
Who?
It doesn't matter. It would just be like this, but I thought it was just like...
To you?
Can we just move on, babe?
Who was saying that to you?
It was actually at work. Now I'm feeling embarrassed because I feel like maybe they shouldn't have been saying that. But I just thought, like, but I didn't realize, like, it was like a, Well, how long ago were people doing this?
Yeah, it's around the time you were working. I mean, I think it's always been a ploy that dudes have always tried to... A lot of these, like, liberation things for women always end up benefiting dudes.
Yeah.
So dudes are like, what? Oh.
Well, I didn't think anybody was...
Well, yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. You're liberated. Let's go for it. So, I don't know. I just think that there's, like, these romanticized, like, unhealthy relationships that carry all these sexual connotations underneath them.
Yeah.
That carry a ton of fallout at the end, if we're honest about it.
Yeah.
If people are honest about it. Like, this girl was, I, like, saluted her because she was, I'm like, okay, finally somebody's honest about this shit.
wow.
You know. Then, yeah, so, like, but some of it, it's like, inevitably, it's gonna be, you're taking this too seriously, have fun with it. I'm saying I can see how it would be fun. I've had, you know.
Yeah, you're saying a friends with benefits sort of situation?
Well, I'm just talking, well, this is not what this is about. This is a different category of sexual relationship that you know is not gonna be a long term relationship where both people value each other.
Right.
So that's kind of the category
here. Yeah, but you're saying you can see how this would be fun for 3 or 4 months.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I can also see how the friends with benefits thing on the onset.
Yeah.
You know, it's like communism. It's like, oh, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
But then human nature comes in.
Yeah.
And it's impossible. You start doing that with somebody and then they're your friend, you're going to develop feelings for them. That's it. So this
time... Oh, my word. I can't even imagine, like, that's such a stressful thought. Like if I actually... Because we were, like, such good friends for, like, the longest time.
Yeah.
And, like, there was nothing sexual about our relationship. We were just friends. And, like... Well, I can't even imagine, like, to have introduced that into the situation. And then, like...
Be a disaster.
And then all of a sudden for me to start feeling, like, obsessive, like I feel. And then... You'd be like, okay, well...
Yeah, I'm gonna hook up with Susie or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And then Susie's not trying to have you...
Well, no, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So...
You can't blame her.
Yeah.
And scratch your eyes out. I mean...
Yeah, so...
That's tough.
Yeah.
Well, I remember... You remember that girl that... She was a mutual friend of both of ours... And she kept, like, going with that married guy. And the married guy would be, like, he'd go and he'd, like, spend some time with her. And then he'd be like, well, no, I'm going to stay with my wife. But his wife didn't know any of this was going on. And, like, it would throw her for such a friggin' emotional, like, it was so horrible, like, what it would do to her emotionally.
Yeah.
I mean, not really the same thing, I guess, because it's not, they didn't say, hey, let's be friends with benefits. That's kind of what it was being.
It's like, just these temporal sexual relationships that are obviously not going to...
Right.
Both parties know there isn't going to be a long-term commitment. There isn't going to be... It's not going to be The Notebook. You know what I mean? Like...
The Notebook had a bad ending, didn't it?
Well, yeah, but a lot of people romanticize... you know, whatever. I just think, like, the way that we handle sexuality is kind of... It's very destructive.
Well, I don't think it's so realize destructive. How important it is.
Well, yeah, because Christianity, you know, in the Western world, Christianity has loaded the sexual act with so much metaphysical and transcendent meaning in order to justify the monogamous stance that it takes, which goes against human nature.
Yeah.
In the sense of human sinful nature.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So then what happens is, you know, post-sexual revolution is like, it's all bullshit. We've all passed that. We don't need those mores. Uh-huh. Everybody just go out and do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's even worse because now you can't say, I feel taken advantage of. You can't say all that stuff. You know? So it's like, you get a situation like this where it's very passionate and very fiery, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. And it's a celebration of a bad relationship to some degree.
Yeah, it is.
But it romanticizes a certain type of, you know, sexual energy, which I don't think that's wrong. And I also don't think that it's... I don't think
that what is wrong?
Like that type of sexual energy, I don't think that's wrong.
Oh, me neither.
You know, and I also think that I think it's a myth that you cannot have that sexual energy in a long-term relationship. Like, that's the myth. Like, people think that you can only have these in 3 or 4 month spurts. They don't believe you can have that in a lifetime.
I think that you can have it in a lifetime, but I think that it's, I think that there has to be a certain level of dysfunction with the people. For instance, you have depression, and you'll go through, like, a span of time where you're, like, just very, very heavily depressed, and then you come out of it. It's very nice. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, but I don't know if without that depression, if there would be, like, because there'll be, like, those lows, and then there'll be the highs. You know, they just is. So, like, I don't know if you would have that, like, if somebody was, like, you know, kind of even keelish. Like, well, I don't know if you're going to have those.
Look, if you do the math, you know, this is where you put on the manager hat and say, look, this is going to be a 3 month relationship. They're going to flame out. That's going to be it.
Mm-hmm.
So you say, okay, if you could have a 30 year relationship where you had every year, 3 months out of the year, if you did 3 weeks or whatever, every month, every year, you'd have 3 months out of the year accumulated that's like this.
Yeah.
And you could have that over the span of 30 years.
Yeah.
So you could have more wild, crazy, passionate moments in that context than saying, I'm going to go and up 3 months with this one, 3 months with that one, because the way that, unless you're incredibly attractive, you're not going to be able to just hop, skip, and jump.
Right.
To relationships like this every 3 months. You're probably going to get one of these every 5 years or something.
Yeah.
So mathematically speaking, you could have a lot more hotness in a steady monogamous relationship if you have the understanding that these moods go in seasons. Even if I wasn't.
Well, maybe.
Even if I wasn't a, you know, you're kind of always whatever, but you're not always like that. You're not.
No.
So, but you're more like this than not, though.
Yeah.
This is pretty much you for 80% of a year.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that, you know, if people had that mentality, then you could have more passion in a long-term monogamous relationship than just some girl you pick up at a bar.
So do you think that, I don't know any...
The more you know. Monogamy.
But I don't know any relationships that are like this, that are long-term. And you would say, why would somebody
tell us? People aren't gonna broadcast that shit.
I don't know what it is about, like, my family, but people just tell us stuff. So, and that's...
I just think that's your family is a bad example.
I mean...
I just think it's a bad example. Like, your family comes from an extremely specific context.
True, yeah.
That... You know, I don't want
So you think that there's relationships.
We've had stretches like this, but people wouldn't know it. Because you know how I am. I'm a very private person. I'm not going to say, hey, blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah. I'm not going to do that shit. Especially now.
What do you mean, especially now?
Well, you got sick motherfuckers looking,
Right.
I'm not going to go and bring... I mean, you already do too much. I'm like, I just... You don't understand how the minds of some dudes work, you know? So, you say all this shit, and you think it's just all, you know, about me and you, not realizing that these guys are like, have now, you've just given them video reels and they're
sick. You should say something. I'm an editor.
I've said it to you multiple times. I'm not going to sacrifice it the raw moment because of a couple sickos. They don't need much, especially when it comes to you anyway. But my point is that... I mean, who are your examples? I mean, I think that you have terrible examples as far as Especially with evangelicals, it's like evangelicals don't really have a very good category for lustful hot sex in the context of a marriage. Yeah. You know, they all feel bad and guilty about it. So, you know.
Maybe they feel guilty. I don't know if that's why, but...
Or afraid or whatever. There isn't really a big context for that.
I haven't thought through that, but... Because I don't know why, but you're right. There's not like a...
Even basic things like mechanics. Most dudes don't even know the mechanics in evangelicalism. I mean, a lot of dudes, period... I mean, let's just be honest. A lot of dudes, period, don't understand mechanics, but... Definitely evangelical dudes are fucking ignorant when it comes. So, anyway.
Yeah, that's Christians should have the hottest sex on the planet. That's the way it should be.
Sure.
Because we have the most understanding of what it is.
Yeah, that's what we claim.
Yeah, but interesting.
You know, there's what the Bible says, and then there's religion. So.
Well, yeah, and I think that that's what's kind of been the... Okay. Well, I guess, yeah. But I don't think that people realize that stuff goes in seasons. And so because people don't realize right. It's going in seasons, when it's down to the lull, you feel
I
like
think
this
it's
is...
forever.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they maybe try to drum it up and make something like... Moments are moments. Like, you can't force a moment. You can't say, hey, this is how I want this moment to be, and then try to make that moment happen. Those moments are not as awesome as, like, ones that just happen.
Well, it's the dry seasons that, you know, separate a... You know, a mature person from an immature person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's like a child. You know, a child is, this is boring, and did it. And like, you figure out in life that it's going to come back around.
Mm-hmm.
If you just, you know, if you just stick it out, it's going to come back around. But people don't, you know. And obviously for us, you in particular, it's convenient because you have these little microcosmic seasons of, okay, this is where Vin is. I know, but... You know.
Yeah, it's actually been helpful for me because you're able to see seasons over like years. And
well, I was in a pretty crazy one for 15 years.
Yeah, and I'm not like, yeah, that's true, that would teach you.
Yeah.
But this, like being with you, like, is kind of like, I see like seasons roll around. And like the first few iterations, and when you would be like really sad or whatever, like, or... You don't, like, walk around crying or anything. You just get quiet. And so, like, when you get like that, like, I would, like, feel like a bad person. Like, what did I do to him? Like, I mustn't... Maybe I did this. So I'd, like, start analyzing everything that I did over the last 24 hours to figure out what I did to make you get like that. And, like, and then I started realizing, like... And I would ask you, like, did I do something wrong? Are you mad at me? And you were like, no. Like, and I would be like... Well, that now he's mad at me because I asked that question. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like this big,
yeah.
But then, like, after time, like, I started realizing, oh, wait. There'll be a fun season coming after. So.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, that's why I always say you got to go in a relationship with clear eyes because, mm-hmm. you know, I pretty much knew what I was getting into with you. And
do you see cycles with me? Like, is, like, patterns that, like, you know what's coming after
well,
this
you
pattern?
You usually play off of me, so. If I'm good, you're very, very happy. If I'm not good, you're
not so much.
Well, you don't go down, but you're not as, you know, whatever. When I'm good, then you're like very...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have so much fun with you when you're good.
Yeah.
But then when you're quiet, like, I feel like...
I think I'm probably a very, very fun person when I'm fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
Yeah, you are, for sure.
Yeah, probably. So... Yeah, you just, you know. So I don't think that I like the song. I get it, and I think it's tapping into something really deep in human nature beyond below the surface. And it can go either way. It can go bad or it could go really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you take this as the there is a positive way to look at this song. I mean, yeah, venomous, blah blah blah. But if you just take that as a metaphor as somebody who's potent. And who has a sort of hypnotic effect because venom doesn't always kill you. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people will get high on venom. So, you know, you could take it as, you know, if you could like pour a lot of metaphor into it and turn it into something very positive, like this is the effect that a person has on you. Or it can be negative, which is let's just have empty, but very, you know, passionate, you know, sexual relationship for a quarter, 90 days.
Yeah.
You know. And then there's always these weird relationships that kind of linger. So, like, you have a crazy, you know, this person's, like, crazy on 10, but then the next relationship you're in, the person's crazy on 3. So it's like, there's not going to be a cycle of crazy with the person.
Wait, what?
So, like, let's say that this girl's name was Susie.
Yeah.
Well, that's not crazy. Selena. Let's say her name was Selena, right?
Okay.
And then he breaks up with Selena after the 90 days and hooks up with Karen.
Yeah.
Basic name, you know? So Karen, so Susie is like a 10 on crazy and very passionate and blah. Well, Karen's a 3.
Okay.
So her ceiling's a 3. Uh-huh. So he says, Selena, you're fucking crazy. We're done. It's over. Blah, blah, blah. You're destructive for me. Blah, blah, blah. She says, fuck you. You're destructive for me. I'm going to go. You know, whatever. So then he's in with, you know, Karen.
Yeah.
Well, Karen's a 3. And her ceiling's a 3. So, you know, after a while, he's like, oh, this is much better. This is stable. I don't have to worry about what's happening.
But
blah,
it's
blah,
never
blah,
gonna
blah. There's no chains. There's no ropes. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm not going to get assaulted on the highway, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then after a while, he's like, geez, there's no chains, there's no ropes, I'm not assaulted. And then all of a sudden, he sees a little ping in his inbox there on Facebook. And sure enough, it's Selena. Of course, Selena's crazy as hell, so she doesn't care about his fucking boundaries with Karen. So she's like, hey, I'm coming over. Well, no. He's like, I'll meet you in the parking lot for 10 minutes. What's he gonna do? You see what I'm saying? It's like these lingering types. It's like, you know, what's his face? It's Orange with the warden. He's got Fig, who's crazy.
Yeah.
Who's very crazy. And then you have the other one who's very corporate.
Yeah.
Well, who do you end up with? Well, he went with the crazy one, as far as we know. Sorry if that was a spoiler. Maybe we can take that out. But you see what I'm saying? It's like they have these crazy things that kind of linger. So you just got to realize where you are in the scale before you, like, commit to a long-term relationship with somebody, I guess. I understand where you are in the scale. You're an 11. I understand that.
What's the guy going to do? Like, what?
Well, I don't know. I'm saying, like, these relationships kind of linger sometimes. And that's some of the reasons why people like this can't have stable relationships, because there is always that thing in the back of the head. That's why I don't recommend a lot of serial fornicating.
Yeah. Wow.
Because because people think that you can do that for a while, get it out of your system, and then all of a sudden you're going to be this monogamous person and build a family.
Could it happen the other way too? Like, he's with Karen first, and then he goes with Selena, and then Selena's crazy starts getting to him, and then... Isn't it always the grass is always greener on the other side?
Well, Karen would never call him if he was in a relationship with Selena. She'd never call him.
No, but maybe he would call Karen.
Well, she'd say, are you still with Selena? Yes. And then she'd hang up the phone. Because Karen's, you know, she's got him on the compass. She's, you know, whatever. So.
Yeah, but if you're with an 11, maybe an 11 would, like, say something crazy. We're through! And then,
sure.
Then he can call up Karen, and then Karen will say, are you still with us?
Well,
no.
Well, yeah. I mean, and once she figures out those cycles, the second or third iteration, she's going to be like, fuck out of here.
So,
I'm too busy being a corporate lawyer or something like that.
Oh, wow. So do you think, do you see what I'm saying? Like, is it just like the greener on the other side thing? Like,
no, I don't think it's greener on the other side. I think there are some people, like if me and you broke up and I moved on my life, I'd have a very, very difficult time, like, not... Like, you would always be able to find some way back in, even in the next relationship.
That's good to know.
I think that there are just certain things and certain connections where, like, it would be impossible for me to completely, like, not want to... You know, the other relationship that I was in, it's like, I'm always going to be in a caretaking role.
Uh-huh.
I'm never going to be, like, in a relationship role ever again with that person. But, uh-huh. But with you, it would be more on the relationship side, like... You would always have some sort of angle to where it doesn't matter what was going on in the other relationship, or if it was like 5 years from now. If I saw a message from you in the inbox, that would be a fucking problem. For sure. So.
Well, it's good to know you feel that way, because I'm like that.
Huh?
I feel like that with you. I'm like, just.
Don't break up with me. What do you give the song?
Well, it's probably like a 9.8, but I'm giving it a 10 because I friggin' loved it.
Yeah, it's
it was a little repetitive.
Yeah, that's why it lost some points for me. It's an 8.8 for me.
That's why I gave it a 9.8.
He figured out, he's like, oh, this is a nice little pop little melody here, and he rode the hell out of that shit for the last 25 seconds.
Yeah, honestly, if he would have done a few more of those verses, like where he like kind of, we needed a couple more punches. I like those.
Punches, that's what you're calling them now.
Yeah, what would you call it?
Pray for me, y'all. All right, well, what did I give it, 8.8?
I think you gave it a 9.8.
8.8.
Oh.
Then how?
Thorio.
Gone.